Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So let's get into it.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the show. I'm excited. We've got a juicy one. So last week, we spoke about how your business is a monster. And it is, innately it is, but I hope that what you gained from that episode is that you can train the monster and refuse to give it everything that it wants. And also what I hope came out of that is that apart from just the boundaries that we talked about, it's actually systems and boundaries being kind of part of that, right? Systems in both business and life that give us freedom. It's the structure that gives us freedom. It's that duality that exists in so many areas of life. And I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about structure and freedom. And you have probably heard me talking about the seven systems. If you've been here a while, I talk about the seven systems a lot. It's a concept that I created based on the five standard pieces of a business, which are marketing, sales, service delivery, people, and finance and legal compliance. They're the five, plus we have these seven systems. So plus impact, how are we giving back? How are we, you know, sustaining? What's the big why? And plus well-being, as in you, well-being for you and your team to actually look after yourselves so that you can perform. So what we do is that we put in the first five first often, right? If we're thinking about the calendar and we're moving along and we're starting a business or we're in our business, we have those five because we know we need to do those five. But actually what we should be doing is working backwards in that list and starting with well-being and impact. That is how we avoid burnout. That is how we enjoy our life. That is how we stay healthy. That is how we stay energized, is by starting with well-being and impact. It sounds counterintuitive for growth, for success, but I promise you that without it, you won't be going for long. You will not still be running at this same pace in 5 years, 10 years, and have a healthy body and a great marriage and great friendships and, you know, all of those things. It won't happen. We must look after ourselves first as the CEO. And then we can think about what we're going to do with that energy and the dent that we want to make in the world, right? That's impact. And after we have those two pieces nailed, then we decide on the structure of what we're actually building and the day-to-day that is going to make it happen. Now, often what happens is that we start something and we run with it and we don't stop to think enough. We don't think, we just do. Often we don't slow down before we speed up. We just go. And then as creatives, we can kind of get a little bit hyper obsessed with things and get really engrossed in what we're doing and excited about it. And so that other things can fall to the wayside, right? Maybe you had a day where you knew that you had to do some finance or send an invoice or, you know, some of the more boring stuff, do something on the back end of your website. And instead you spent the day creating a new slide deck or creating a new offer, something that was really fun and energizing. And yes, we should have team for those nitty gritty things, but some things in your business you are going to continue to do, even if it's little bitty things, even when you have a whole team supporting you. And so that's okay. Let's not make that wrong, but let's just acknowledge that there's things in our business that we love and things that we maybe love less. And we can get focused on the fun, creative things rather than doing those, you know, tidying up back of house, emails, whatever the case. So the when that happens, when we are kind of, you know, swinging like a pendulum in and out of things that we're excited about slash have to do, and a lot of the time there's no structure about it. And so what I want to talk about today is intentionality at the core, intentionality and structure. Because we get what we decide. And if we decide not to change something, even something that we don't like, if it's we're sitting in a place we don't like, sometimes we can choose to stay there because it's comfortable. In that case, we're choosing to stick with what we have. So we're choosing to stay there. So if you're in that place in some part of your business, maybe you're feeling unfocused or you're feeling stagnant or in a place of struggle or just like a lack of clarity, or like there's a thousand balls in the air and not exactly sure, you know, you're just feeling quite scattered, can often be the word that clients use. Then if you relate to any of those words, then it's time to make a decision about what needs to change, right? What do you need to stop? What do you need to start? Where do you want to go? And I know I kind of come back to this in so many episodes, what our goals actually are, because, and like I say every time, we can be running after the wrong thing or running after what we thought we wanted, and we don't allow ourselves to change our mind, right? We can sometimes just get stuck there and be too slow to let go, or too slow to pivot, or, you know, we can kind of be going after what we thought we wanted. And it's okay to change your mind. It's totally okay. Please change your mind. Please change your mind. Please play. And don't make it wrong. Because once we know where we're going, then we can be intentional about getting there. Then we get to create the roadmap. And the thing that is going to get us there is structure, right? The scaffolding. Because you're building something great. And that takes time. Now, I kind of don't want to say that Rome wasn't built in a day, but Rome wasn't built in a day. Actually, nothing was built in a day. Nothing worth having. Not your house, not the chair you're sitting in, not your health, not your family. Nothing, nothing. Because it had to be ideated, right? We needed the idea. Someone had the idea and went through the process. And that didn't just happen. All of those things are actually the culmination of thousands of small steps. Slowly, surely, right, growing and changing and evolving. And often we don't think about our businesses and our lives like that, because we want to go fast and we want it now. We want the microwave version. But the truth is that the microwave version is never quite as deliciously satisfying as the slow roasted one. Never. So we need to think about that longevity and think about it in terms of small steps over time. And in order to maintain that, we need systems. We need structure. Because with structure comes predictability. With predictability comes peace. And peace is the ultimate freedom. Should I say it again? So structure gets predictability. With predictability comes peace, and peace is freedom. So when we implement systems and we work them consistently, even when we're not seeing the results, right? We're not getting the dopamine hit. There looks like there's no change. When we do that consistently at the pace that you have set based on well-being and impact, then everything changes. Everything changes when you have set a pace based on well-being and impact and your goals and where you want to go. Everything changes because all of a sudden you don't resent your business. You don't resent it because you're living life with integrity based on your highest values and based on what you want from your life. And because we're being so intentional and we've put well-being and impact there, you have limited time. So you have a limited amount of time because you're going to sleep 8 hours approximately, and you're going to have family and well-being time in there. So you have a limited time. You can't just sit on your computer for 18 hours a day. Because you have limited time, you make the most of it. You make sure that the marketing plan and the sales system and how and when you serve your clients, all of it, you make sure that it is impactful. And it all aligns with this greatest version of your life, because it is the business that supports the dream life. Your business is the vehicle, right? Your business supports your life, not we don't have a life that is sacrificed for our business. So, or maybe you do, right? But that's not where we want to stay. That's not where we want to stay. We don't have to stay there. So let's get really nitty gritty now and talk about how we can do this practically. So if you don't have the free guide to the 7 systems framework, go and get it. Press pause, go and get it. AnnaliseWarn.com/7, the number 7 systems. The link is also in the show notes. And if you already have this, but you haven't actually done it, yes, we've all been there. We've all let things gather dust in the inbox. Don't let that be you now. Don't let this document do that. This is not the freebie for that, right? Schedule time in your calendar right now and make a commitment to yourself to answer those questions. Do not tell me that you don't have the time. Do not tell yourself that you don't have the time. You are the master of your schedule. Make the time. You don't have the time not to do it. So, if nothing else, do it tonight when the kids are down, get a cup of tea, forego the TV for the night or the laundry for one night, and please do yourself the favor and gift this time to yourself, because it might just be the catalyst that changes everything in your business and life. Seriously, asking questions are that powerful. All right, so the basics then of what we need is 7 simple systems. I'm not going to go through all the questions here, but I'm just going to talk about it in kind of buckets. The first one is a system that gets you leads predictably. This is your marketing system. And I've already talked earlier on about well-being and impact, and we've got whole episodes on those. So I'm not talking about those today, but you know they need to go on first, right? What we're working with is the extra space with the 5 business systems. The first one is marketing. And we overcomplicate this so much. But this generating leads should be the easiest part of your business. It should be the easiest part. And if it is not, it's time to book a free call with me. 15 minutes, you and me, and we're going to turn that around. We're going to make leads the easiest part of your business. Check the show notes, the links there to book a call. All right. This will be a set and forget system for the most part. I say set and forget, but we're always iterating, right? But this is something you shouldn't need to worry about all the time. You should have a system that is working, that you don't turn off. So for me, for example, what I've done last 90 days, because I work in 90-day cycles, 12-week cycles, 13 actually. What this looks like for me, the outcome of my marketing system right now, today, is that I have at least 2 podcasts booked on my calendar every single week where I am a guest. I have 5 people joining my email list every single day, and I'm having 1 sales call every single week, right? That is the marketing funnel. They're the results of the funnel that I've put in place for this 90-day period. Actually, it was the outcome of the last 90-day period, right? We've shifted slightly for this one. So, why am I seeing consistent results like that? Right then, this has been the case for over a month. Why? Because I have experimented and found the most simple options for getting in front of new people and having an exchange of value for their email addresses and communicating with them about how I can help them. Now, most of this is automated. Except, of course, where I need to show up and do the interviews. right? And my point of telling you the details here is that I know that every single week, based on the activity that I'm doing, I'm going to have a sales call booked on my calendar because I'm doing all the things that lead to that outcome. It's 1 + 1 = 2. And that is the perfect amount of sales calls for me outside of the launch period, right? That's perfect. I don't want more. If I want more, then I do 2 + 2 = 4. I up it. But that's not what I want right now. Again, coming back to well-being, coming back to boundaries, coming back to like what it is that your goals are. We don't have to have the same goals. And we don't even have to have the same details in the system, but we need a marketing system. You need a marketing system that's going to get you the outcome that you want every single week. All right. Talking about that, like the same outcome, getting a predictable outcome with marketing is possible for you as well. Yes, it takes experimenting. Yes, it can be a tough nut to crack, right? Yes, it's like a bit of a Rubik's Cube. But once you figure out what works and you can put it on autopilot, then you can measure and tweak. But then you don't have to think about it so much, right? It's just, okay, this is getting me the outcome that I want for now. It's working now. Things will change. Yes, things are always changing. And they're going to change based on your goals. They should change every 90 days. Based on your goals. I'm not going to do 2 podcast interviews forever. But right now that's a focus. So that's what I've got. You're going to have similar things in that you're going to change your mind. You're going to change your strategy. You're going to alter things. That is fine. That is fine. All right. Let's just talk about the second system now, which is sales. You want to be making money regularly in your business. So maybe we can say it a bit stronger. You need to be making money regularly in your business because you are not a charity. And even if you are, a charity still needs income. So if you do not have regular conversion events on your calendar, whether that's webinars or launches or masterclasses or email campaigns or DM invitations, whatever your model is, please reassess. If you don't have regular conversion events on your calendar, please reassess if your actions are reflective of you servicing your people at the greatest level. Like, are you actually serving people to the level that you feel called to serve them? If you don't have sales events on your calendar regularly, are you doing the best to serve those people? Or are you holding back? Are you keeping yourself small? Are you like keeping the goodies to yourself? Or are you sharing your gifts the way that you're called to share your gifts? Because if you don't have regular conversion events on your calendar, you are not sharing your gifts in the way that you could be sharing them. Again, have this structured. Again, according to your boundaries and your needs and your goals and your well-being and your impact. And one way of this is by having a regular sales time block on your calendar every single week, right? It might be 30 minutes. It might be 4 hours. It might be a whole day. It might be 5 times a week. I don't know. And when that time block rolls around, you know that you're working on sales. So whether that is your next masterclass or you're doing a sales page at the moment or you're DMing people on Instagram or you're writing those sales emails, like there's no rules for what the thing is, as long as you're working on it consistently. So just structure it by having sales block or blocks on your calendar every single week and do what feels easiest to you as long as it comes under the bucket of sales. But again, just do it consistently so that you begin to see patterns in the outcomes. And when we see patterns in the outcomes, we can rely on a level of predictability in our cash flow. But if we haven't got something scheduled and we don't know when we're going to launch and we just have ad hoc, oh, maybe I'll do this, then we have no idea what income is going to be coming in. And that is not how to run a business. You cannot then have a freedom-filled life if you don't know what money you're going to have, right? You just, those two things aren't aligned. I'll leave that there. The next one is service delivery. So we need to know when we're doing client work. Having this time actually blocked out, yes, adds structure when perhaps you want flexibility in your schedule and you want to be able to do it when you want to do it, but you are going to be able to relax much more fully on your non-client hours if you have your client hours booked in. Plus, there is no rule that you can't move it if you feel like wagging that day or you want to meet a friend for coffee. Just move it on your calendar to a different time block. And again, you'll be able to relax into knowing that you have the time blocked for the things that you need to get done, and it's going to get done, right? It's going to get done. Like, oh, exhale, right? Peace, freedom. That is what we're looking for. And so the same thing goes for your people system and your finance and legal system. Know when you're going to have meetings and when you're going to manage your compliance obligations on a weekly, fortnightly, monthly, quarterly basis, all the things, map it out, schedule it on your calendar. And again, it can feel like if you let it, it appears as though it can take away from scheduling things so much, can take away from spontaneity and flexibility. But actually, by having these things intentionally scheduled, then we can relax knowing that our business is taken care of, right? That we are a good steward of what we have been given. And again, in that is the absolute freedom to play, because there's no balls in the air that we need to catch, because we know that everything's getting done. There's not something that's going to come crashing down imminently. We are not avoiding what we don't want to do, because everything that we need to do is on the calendar. Everything has a purpose. We're not fluffing. And it's been scheduled in a time slot that ideally, if we're following the system, aligns with the best use of your energy and of your team's energy, right? You can totally work hard and play hard and rest hard and have a crazily successful business. Because the alternative to that is not success in my eyes. It's scrambling and stressing and having 1,000 balls in the air and never knowing what's coming up, or, you know, maybe thinking, oh, we've missed something. That is the space where we can't fully relax and be present where we are. I know this from experience. I have been there. I have been there. And it's not fun, and it's not freedom filled. It's the structure that brings the freedom. So I also believe that once we show what we can handle what we have in our hands, and we are a good steward of what we have, then we build the muscle and we build the strength, and based on that, we're strong enough to handle more. And so we get more, but we don't get it before we are ready, right? If we can't handle what we've got, we're not going to get more. So when we can handle what we have, when we're strong enough to hold what we have, when we have the capacity, when we have the strength to hold everything it is that we need to hold, like, that's when we can get more, and not a moment before that. And this is what happens when we live life intentionally. And I know that it's so easy to get distracted, and I know that things don't always go to plan, but just because things don't always go to plan doesn't mean that we don't plan. And the point of planning is not perfection. Perfection is actually not the goal. Perfection doesn't exist, because we are not robots, and our kids aren't robots, and our staff are not robots. Our clients definitely aren't robots. The point of planning is intentionality, right? Knowing that we will get close, a whole heap closer than if we weren't intentional and we did not plan. The other thing that can get in the way is ourselves. Why? Because our inbuilt operating system is ancient. It's ancient. It is actually not designed for the world that we live in today. And it is definitely not automatically wired for success. It is wired for survival, to keep us safe, to keep us where we are. So without the intentionality piece, we cannot upgrade our operating system. We are running on autopilot. We are fighting against ourselves. If we're going for success, we're fighting against our innate human nature, against our subconscious. So if we don't upgrade the operating system, we will not fulfill our potential. Like that well-being and impact piece, that impact piece, we cannot fulfill that to its greatest potential if we do not upgrade our operating system, because we're fighting against change. We're literally fighting, like hard work, fighting against change. It took me a really, really long time to realize this. And now it is a part of the work that I do with clients in a program called the CEO Code. Now, if you haven't heard about it, the CEO Code is a 6-month program where we combine timeless scientific and leadership principles with one-on-one support to literally alter your subconscious and therefore affect those unconscious daily actions that we all have. And we're transforming from the inside who we are. The focus of the program is evolution, right? Is your expansion, your evolution. How do we do that? We actually get to experience the power of leverage. We change our autopilot and therefore create leverage. So throughout the program, the point of the program is to gain clarity and focus your mind. How we do that is with a customized, totally customized for you, 12-minute a day morning practice where we create a life GPS document for you. That is your life on paper, your ideal business, life, relationships, health, the whole thing on paper. We maximize your productivity by strategically growing and refining your output. So all of the things we've talked about today, those systems that we put in place, we get really strategic about what that should look like for you and your goals. We elevate through this process your daily habits so that you don't have to rely on willpower. How we do this is through that life GPS that literally rewires your autopilot, changes your subconscious, upgrades your operating system. And we boost and maintain that motivated action with the structure of the program and support. Those things together are what helps with that actual, true, real, authentic transformation. Actual transformation. So if you are interested in learning more about the CEO Code, then pre-sale pricing, I want to let you know, is available at $2,200 for the 6 months total price. That is more than 50% off the price that this is going to be next in a month. And this is also only for the first 5 women that join. So DM me to learn more about that. So pre-sale pricing is only for the first 5 women and will not be available after that time. So DM me if you're interested in a program where we work from the ground up. This is the foundation. This is the scaffolding. This is learning everything that you need to fulfill your potential and become the CEO that you need to be to make those business and life dreams come true. Because it's not about doing more. It's not about what we're doing. It is about who we are being. And we're honestly fighting against a brain that is outdated, that is not built for this level of productivity and success and fulfillment, like of output, right? That's, we're just not designed that way, but we can hack the system using science. And I have been through this process myself. I've implemented this with multiple clients. The Honestly, this totally changed my life. And I'll talk to you more about that if you're interested in learning more about it. And I'm sure I'll do a podcast episode on it. But literally, this is the thing that changed the everyday actions, right? By elevating our everyday habits, we just get different outcomes. By doing different things, we get different outcomes. And it's not about pushing, pushing, pushing. It's just about making things happen. And when you change your autopilot, the things that you want to do, they just happen. It's not like, oh, I didn't do it, like fighting against things. It's not. It's just easy. It's just easy, which sounds ridiculous, right? But it is completely true. So if you are interested in my story around this, then feel free to DM me. If you're interested in learning more, DM me. I'd love to talk to you about it. That's it from me today. I hope that this has challenged you and strengthened you and provoked you a little bit. And I hope that if there is that spark, that you do something with that spark. Fan that flame, baby, and create something amazing with it, because you get to choose. You get to choose. All right, I'll see you on the next one.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Two things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show. And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me, and you will walk away with a 3-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at annaleesewarn.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.